think, like, the thing that I always say is, like, oh, hey, I'm vegetarian. I don't know. That's just kind of, like, a weird icebreaker. But, like, I've been vegetarian since I was in first grade, kind of, like, in between first and second grade. And the reason why was because I found out that the chicken that you, like, eat is actually the chicken on the farm that you see. So then I just, like, was like, no more meat. I'm good. But, like, now instead of, like, kind of feeling, like, sad for the animals, I'm just kind of used to, like, my lifestyle of not eating meat and, like, just kind of going with it.
So you're a vegetarian. You're a track person. What do you do? Like, who are your friends?
Well, the high school that I go to is it's more independent study, so I have less, like, in-school hours and more homework hours, so I kind of spend a lot of time at home. And, but I still do have friends at my, like, old high school, which was Drake. And sometimes I see them, not as often as I probably should, but most of my, like, closest friends are kind of more, they go to, like, different schools, like, one goes to a school in Mill Valley and then another person at, like, a different high school. So I didn't really need to be at, like, Drake in order to, like, keep a friendship with people because I just see all of my close friends, like, outside of school already.
So is Drake, like, a magnet or a – it's public, but it sounds like a pretty unusual school.
It's a public school with two other schools, the one in Mill Valley, which is Tamalpais, and then the one in Larkspur, which is Redwood. And then Tamascal is the independent study, and all three of those big schools, they have kids from there who feed into Tamascal, which is, like, I think it's 130 kids or, like, maybe a little less than that because it's, like, a really tiny, like, independent study group. But, like, students from, like, the bigger schools, like me from Drake, because that's my, like, home-based school where I do, like, my sports. So I run track for Drake, but I still go to, like, Tamascal for, like, my classes. But since Tamascal is small, they don't offer some classes. So, like, junior year, I took chemistry at Drake. And then I still took all my other classes in Larkspur at Tamascal. And then last semester, I took, I had more time on my hands just because it's independent study, so less school hours. So I took Mandarin at College of Marin semester, which was interesting.
Wait, whoa, tell me about that. What was it like? Had you taken any Mandarin before?
Well, my parents, like, signed me up for, like, the little, like, baby Mandarin where you, like, learn the colors or, like, the moon. And, like, that kind of fed into, like, kind of maybe, like, a little more, like, bigger kid, so, like, elementary school. But then I think we stopped more, like, maybe, like, between, like, fifth and sixth grade was when we kind of stopped going to the class because there was only, like, one day a week, and sometimes we didn't even go because it was maybe on, like, a Saturday morning. But, like, sometimes we'd skip just because we'd have some other things planned or something. So I wasn't really, like, learning enough Mandarin to actually, like, keep it with me. And, like, we were learning basically, like, poems and songs or, you know, so it wasn't real, like, vocabulary or, like, grammar. Or, like, so that kind of, like, faded out. And then I decided to take Mandarin this year because I was like, okay, so I'm done with, like, Spanish in high school. I should take another class. Then I was like, okay, how about Mandarin? Because I also decided to do Mandarin because over the summer, my boyfriend and his family are, like, actually Chinese, and they speak Mandarin, like, in their household. So I was like, okay, like, I better get on this, like, in case I need to, like, somehow, like, try to communicate with his parents, because their English isn't, like, as good, and they aren't, like, that fluent. So then I was like, okay, well, I guess I could, like, try and help and, like, learn how to speak a little Mandarin to, like, communicate better. So I ended up signing up for Mandarin with my next-door neighbor and also one of my good friends.
So tell me about your boyfriend. Is he from China? Is he from Taiwan? Did he grow up in the United States, or did he grow up somewhere else?
Well, his family is from, like, very, very, very far north of, like, in China, compared to where I'm from, kind of, like, middle, kind of, like, westy, like, little north, but he's, like, super, like, up by Mongolia type of north. But his parents moved here when, because he has an older brother who's, like, I think, like, 3 years older than him. So they moved here when his older brother was, like, maybe, I think it was, like, two. So then he was born in San Francisco, so he's been here all his life. Okay. But his name is James, and he's also a senior, and he goes to Tamil Pius in Mill Valley. But we met over the summer of, what was it, 2014, and because I was volunteering for a nonprofit organization called MCCA, Marin Chinese Cultural Association, and I was serving Chinese food in a little, like, booth. For, like, let me think. The fair, I think, is, like, 5 days. So, like, all 5 days I volunteered and, like, served Chinese food for the organization. And I've done that for, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 years now. Because it first started out, like, my dad would go with me because I was too young. And we'd, like, do it together. But then as I got older, I'd have my friend Lily, who lives in Larkspur, who's also adopted from China. We'd do it together. And 1 year we did, like, all 5 days. And then we're, like, oh, man, like, that was way too much. Like, next year, let's just do, like, three. So then that was the year I met James, where I, like, signed up to do three, but then I ended up doing all five so I could see him, oh, wow. Which was funny. And the funny thing is he actually signed up to work, like, 2 days, but he ended up working all 5 days to see me. But so we met volunteering. And we became friends. We're like, hey, like, this is cool. And then we decided to, like, hang out together. And then we eventually, like, we're dating and stuff. But, yeah. So it's been a year and maybe, like, 7 or 8 months or something like that. So it's been a while.
So that's so cool. So he probably speaks Chinese, having grown up. Okay. What are your plans after high school? Do you guys want to kind of stay in the same general vicinity, or are you thinking, well, we'll make it work no matter where we go?
Hard
to think about.
He's deciding to, or he's trying to get into, like, the UCs, so at least he'll be, like, still in California. And then I'm planning on going to College of Marin for 2 years and then, like, transferring over to a UC just to, like, save money. And also I'm trying to, like, still think about, like, what I want to become, so just kind of, like, more time to think about that at College of Marin. But we've, like, kind of talked about, we're like, well, like, I mean, we'll still like each other, so, like, title or no title, like, we'll still, like, have something. We're like, yeah, so I don't know, it's not like a we're breaking up right as school ends, that type of thing. But yeah, we'll see as it, like, progresses.
So, do you have, do you have thoughts about what you might want to do? Or is it really, like, I don't know?
It's mostly just, like, oh, man, like, never thought, like, this would come to, like, being this old and, like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? But, like, for some reason, like, I guess maybe because I'm vegetarian, I've kind of been like, maybe, like, being a nutritionist would be cool. But, like, the thing is, like, I haven't done, like, any research towards, like, what they do or, like, anything. It's just, like, a cool, like, idea, just, like, because food's interesting and, like, food's yummy. So I was like, okay, maybe, like, something to do with food. But, like, the funny thing is, like, I've been taking, like, psychology and, like, a brain test or brain class at Tamaskal, and, like, we were having to take, like, the, like, personality tests and, like, those type of, like, funny quizzes, like, oh, what type of person are you? And, like, some of them give, like, oh, you'd be a good, like, here's some professions that you should become, that type of thing. And, like, on some of them it does say nutritionist for, like, the type of person I am, so I'm like, hey, maybe it's meant to be, but I don't know.
You mentioned another Chinese adoptee. Did you do many activities with other adoptees? Is it something that's usual, not unusual?
Well, ever since I was, like, in diapers, like, my parents have, like, connected with other, like, adoptees from, like, mostly China. There's two from Taiwan and then one from Korea. But we had, like, a little, like, baby playgroup thing going on, so, like, at least once a week we're, like, at someone's house and, like, they'd put us all on the floor and, like, we'd be crawling around with each other. So as we've been, like, growing up, we've kind of, like, stayed together, And who I mentioned before, Tom, who's my next door neighbor, he was in that group. And then he has a brother named Bing. And Tom's from China, and then Bing's from Taiwan. So they're, like, right next door. Like, there's a fence separating our house. So, like, when they first moved in, like, we rarely saw them in, like, the first year. It'd be like, hey, like, you're my neighbor, but I rarely see you. But, like, lately, in the past, like, maybe, like, 5 years, it's, like, walk over to the other's house and, like, knock on the door and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm bored, you know. So there's, like, that easy, like, friendship right next door to me. And, like, then Lily, who lives in Larkspur, she was also in the playgroup. But we connected more in, like, I think I was more in, like, 7th grade and she was in 6th grade. And that's when we started becoming, like, closer best friends. So we've kind of, like, kept that still. So now we, like, drive to each other's houses. And we also actually work at the same job together. So we, like, talk about work and, like, we talk about school. And we still get, like, the playgroup together, like, for mostly birthdays. We have, like, Bing, Tom, myself, and then Lily. And then the boy from Korea, his name is Parker. He lives maybe, like, 5 minutes away. He's in Fairfax, but, like, we see him. Like, we have, like, an annual kind of, like, Christmas party where, like, the whole playgroup gets together and we all, like... So it's, like, a very close-knit, like, group, and our parents are still, like, best friends and, like, still talk to each other and stuff like that. So I've been surrounded by Asians for my life.
And by adoptees.
Yeah, that too.
Who you've known from the time you were very little. So that's very cool. I mean, have you other adoptees that I've interviewed? Not all, but a number. You know, they've had a certain amount of people ask questions from the time they were little. You know, they'd be out with their parents somewhere. And this would happen with my daughter and me. We'd be at a park somewhere and some little 3-year-old would be looking at her, looking at me, looking at her, looking at me. And they'd be like, are you adopted? Is she your mother? It doesn't sound like you got a whole lot of that.
I didn't. Maybe, like, in, like, early elementary school, just because, like, you know, little kids are curious, I'd get, like, is Camille your real sister? And be like, well, legally, and, like, she's my sister. And they'd be like, yeah, but is she, like, your real sister? I mean, and then I was like, you mean, like, blood related? And they're like, yeah. And I'd be like, no, she's not, but she's my real sister. Like, and they do the same for, like, are those your real parents? I'd be like, yes, they're my parents, guys. Like, no big deal. But,
then,
I didn't get, like, a lot of, like, oh, you're different, or, you know, it just kind of, like, just because there's a lot of adoptees in Marin compared to, like, other
great
places.
It's like,
yeah,
paradise. So, yeah. Do you have any, sort of, do you think much about birth parents going back to China? Is that on your mind at all?
Well, I'd love to go back to China, because ever since, like, we got Camille, I'm like, okay, guys, like, when are we going to go back to China? And then my parents would be like, oh, when Camille's older. But, like, we haven't gotten around to that just because, like, we've been busy. And, like, you know, it's a good amount of money and, like, it's time consuming too. So, like, there's that. But eventually I hope to go back, and I probably will. But as with, like, birth parents, it's not, like, an everyday thing where I'm like, who am I? Like, where am I from? And, like, where are my birth parents out in the world? You know, it actually doesn't cross my mind, like, at all, really, or not often, at least. But I've had people ask, like, oh, like, do you ever want to, like, go find your birth parents? And, like, not really. Like, if somehow we crossed paths, or, like, they found me, or, like, I was like, oh, hey, like, you're my birth parents, or something like that, that would be cool. But I'm not going to go out there and, like, search for them, just because, like, I don't really have a need to.
So what's your understanding of how you came to be adopted? What's the, what province are you from?
I'm from the Sichuan province, mm-hmm. which is, like, spicy food, and I love spicy food, so it works out. But let's see, my understanding is, where was I left? I was left somewhere. My sister was left on a street. I forget where I was left, but I was left, and then I got picked up, and I was in an orphanage in Chengdu for a while. But then Chengdu had foster moms, so I just got placed with a foster family, like, right away. And I was just, I believe I was like a few weeks old or something, something that was kind of more like uncommon, like, oh, like your parents kept you a little longer than normal. Like, that's a little strange, or like, but you're lucky. But because I was adopted young too. I was only 7 months compared to like my other friends were adopted at like 8 months, 9 months, or like some of them like a year, one of them like 2 years. But I was adopted young, and like, I was really lucky to have like a foster parent and a foster family, because like Camille and like Tom, they were just in the orphanage. So, but I got like more one-on-one time with like people and got to trust them. So then I think it might have been like an easier like thing transferring from a foster family to my parents.
So you're not like hanging out on social media groups searching for your birth parents. You feel, it sounds like, pretty comfortable with who you are without having to make that connection.
Yeah, no, I'm comfortable with, like, knowing that I'm adopted, and, like, I'm kind of comfortable with, like, the unknown of, like, where I truly came from. It's kind of like a cool mystery, I guess.
And it sounds like you have a circle of friends who are... Do they look at it fairly the same way? Do you guys really ever talk about it, or is it just not a, you're too busy living your lives?
I think it's come up like maybe a few times over the years, but we don't really like talk about being adopted every time we hang out. But I think at least Lily and I have a similar view of like, we're not going to go out searching for our birth families. I don't think I've really talked about it with, like, Tom or Bing as much, just because, like, I don't know, guys, like, don't open up as much or something. But, yeah, we just kind of, like, live our lives and talk about, like, hey, where do you want to go get lunch? Not, like, hey, do you want to go search for your family type of thing.
So, and how about James's family? Have they ever asked you about being adopted? Do they know much about... I guess they've been in this country so long that it's not something that they wouldn't know about.
I don't really think they've asked, like, too much besides, like, oh, you're adopted, where did you come from? Like, that type of thing. And, like, but it was different because he's kind of, like, the only Asian friend that I have who hasn't been adopted. So, like, when I was getting to know him, like, because even though we don't really talk about being adopted, like, Tom and Lily kind of, like, understand, like, how it is to have, like, white parents and, like, not speak Mandarin at home, compared to James, who has, like, more traditional Asian parents and speaks Mandarin at home. So it's kind of like, huh, you don't really know, like, my lifestyle. And, like, we've kind of determined, like, Grace, you're, like, Asian, but you're very, like, whitewashed. And, like, I do agree, like, I'm very whitewashed. But, like, I'm not, like, unhappy with that.